Thanks to this edition of the Hagman Report. Our guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. Doug 5 is a promo code. I'll tell you what, there's not a bad product at Health Masters. I mean, there's, I could shop at Health Masters all day long. As a matter of fact, you go on his website and just check out just the tremendous wealth of information. I was looking for something. Seriously, this is a true story. I was looking for something, because of an ailment. And, man, I was just surprised. Healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, Doug 5. That's the coupon code. Before we get back to Ted, let me ask you a question. Are you looking to send perhaps a business gift? Maybe you're a business professional and you want to send a gift to a client. The perfect business gift is simple to give and a joy to receive. That's exactly what Omaha Steaks business gifts deliver. Now, there's a huge variety from premium steaks to skillet meals. There's a flexible gift plan, numerous actually gift plans for big and small businesses, personalized one-on-one service. There's no shopping. They handle delivery, of course. I got their business package, and I'm going to tell you something. It is a fabulous deal. And I got it. It was packed in dry ice, and the quality was absolutely 100%. And my favorite, of course, the Omaha Steak Burgers, just tremendous, especially on the grill, too. Right now, if you're listening to this broadcast, you can order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself, or send it as a gift the perfect business gift includes. Now listen to everything you get. 4 5-ounce bacon wrapped tri-tip steaks, 4 5-4-ounce Omaha Steak Burgers, 4 3-ounce gourmet franks, 2 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 3-ounce kielbasa sausages, plus you'll get free shipping, and also as a bonus, 4 free 4-ounce caramel apple tartlets. Just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $59.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type HH in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, visit omahasteaks.com and enter the code HH in the search bar to send or even experience for yourself this exclusive gift package for only $59.99.
Dr. Ted Brewer is our guest. Healthmasters.com is the website. And just before the break, we were talking about the effects of from anything from, you know, Wi-Fi, the 5G networks, to and the cell towers, to the sound weapons that are being used, and other sound weapons that are the technologies there that we know that the military has, that are just so frightening to think about, the applications that can be used against humans. And as Ted, you were talking about some extreme cases of, you know, making soldiers give up on the battlefield, and just if you just can imagine where they can take that technology from here, it is pretty crazy. And I was posing a question from a listener to you that we had from last week. A lady asked, if you're saved, can these things affect you? Like a lot of people argue about, if you're saved, can you be demonically possessed? That's along the same lines of thinking from what I read from the email. And me personally, I would say, even though you're saved, it's like a gun. You can still get shot even though you're saved. Being saved in Jesus is not going to save you from getting, if somebody puts a gun to your head and pulls the trigger and the bullet comes out, it might not save you from being, it's not going to save you from being shot. And I think the same would apply to these types of weapons. What do you think?
You know, years ago, I called you up, Doug, if you remember, and I've been praying that morning and got a whole download on the blood of Christ and how it basically saves us. I'm going to read you part of that again right now, because here's the thing with all of this stuff, and I've talked about this so many times about how, you know, we're a resonance frequency. God's also a resonance frequency because we were made in His image. The Holy Spirit's a resonance frequency. It comes within us and infuses us with His frequency. And so I've talked about this in depth before many times on your show and on my show. And now as we're seeing this onslaught of psychotronic weapons that we have that are aimed at us, we have to realize that, you know, we need this protection more than any ever before. When you watch the movie The Kingsman that came out a few years ago, relatively good movie, but had terrible language in it. And if you watch the movie, it actually has a scene in which they had implanted chips in the cell phones, which they could generate a specific frequency through the cell phone and make the people who were carrying the cell phones go berserk and start killing each other. Did you guys ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was interesting about this is when they actually implemented the chip and tested the frequency, they did it in a Christian church. Now, this is more disinformation here. They did it in a Christian church, and pretty much everybody in the church was killed and killed each other. Now, there's a reason I personally believe the Sabbatean Kabbalists who run Hollywood put that particular thing in a church, because it didn't have to be in a church. It could have been in a football game. It could have been in a bar. It could have been anywhere. But they're trying to give us propaganda when they do stuff like that, that we can't be protected by the blood of the Lamb, and that we can't control ourselves even if we're in a church, if we're given a certain frequency. Again, it's one of these things, if someone comes to my front door and they bring me a basket full of water moccasins and rattlesnakes and pit vipers and copperheads, and it's got a glass top on it, they say, here, you need a sign for these snakes, they belong to you. My response is going to be, take your stupid snakes down the road, I'm done. The Bible tells us that the remnant's going to be saved. Now, that's what the Bible says, which that's about 10%. Because the problem is a lot of people who claim to be Christians don't have any idea what Christianity is or what God expects of them or what Christianity has done for them. But I'm here to tell you, when you're saved by the blood of the Lamb and you're truly saved and born again and you know in your heart that you know that you know you know that when you die you're going to go to heaven, it completely changes everything. Now, I'm going to read you this again from a couple of years ago. This is the original notes that I had written and rewritten after I had received a big download from the Holy Spirit one day.
Yeah, pay attention to this, folks.
This is really important, guys, because this answers Joe's question. Let's talk now about the blood of Jesus. Why was it necessary to shed blood? God and Jesus are basically the same, as Adam was created in God's image, an exact copy or duplicate. That's why that's why the evil one was determined to contaminate Adam, and did so until the flood of Noah and also afterward. Jesus was the second Adam. This is why his blood is so important, because it's God's blood. Jesus' blood, through the plasma physics, carries the very frequency of the creator of the universe, God Almighty. This is cellular biology. Since God is omnipresent, he doesn't wear a wristwatch. No time exists for God. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. When his blood, the blood of Jesus, was spilled on the cross, his blood, through its cellular communication, through light photons, through scalar waves, through the double helix Tesla step-up transformer coil, using today's vernacular, broadcast his perfect cellular DNA biology through time-space continually for all eternity to restore our DNA. This is why in the book of Hebrews it says that the spilling of Jesus' blood covers us for all eternity, forever. Remember, God is he's in the Garden of Eden right now, and he's also on the cross, and he's also at the throne. He's omnipresent, so his blood continually is spilled for us. It says in the book of Hebrews that his blood cries out much more than the blood of Abel, when Cain killed Abel. His DNA transmitter from his spilled blood literally cries out through all dimensions of time-space, rewriting our DNA to bring us back to God. When we accept Jesus Christ, our DNA is literally rewritten and restored by God Almighty. We literally become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Through Christ's sacrifice and the spilling of his blood is why our sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. This is why God no longer remembers our sins, because we are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. This is how much God loves us, that when we accept Jesus Christ through faith, he literally rewrites our DNA. We are restored to him in the heavenly realm. The mark of the beast will most likely rewrite human DNA to that of the fallen. That's why we cannot take the mark of the beast. Remember, this war in the heavenlies has been going on for millennium. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." This transhumanism wants us to be converted into machines so they can avoid basically the judgment of God. These fallen demonic creatures are so angry that Jesus and God did this, because they cannot turn off the DNA transmitter, because they are not omnipresent. So they're doing everything in their power to corrupt DNA. This is why they're doing this with the chemtrails and all this generated frequency they're doing. But remember, guys, you have to understand, there's two things you've got to get. The angels are jealous of us, these fallen angels, because God gave us a soul and created us in his image. So not only are they jealous of us, they want to be us. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time. Through the chemtrails, through the Morgellons, through the fluoride, through the vaccines, through the cancer, through the Nagalis, through the drugs, through the GMOs, anything to do to destroy God's children. Now they are attacking the immune system in full force. But remember, if we are saved by the blood of the Lamb, our DNA can be damaged, but it can be continually renewed. God's DNA broadcast through all time space by the blood of the Lamb through Jesus Christ. These fallen ones, again, cannot stop the blood of Christ. That's why it says, if they had known what they were doing, they never would have crucified the Son of Glory. It says that in the Word. The DNA of Christ is basically continual DNA repair for all eternity. This is why these demonic entities are so angry. And this is why Lucifer runs around as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour, because he may not devour us, because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. So to answer your question, Joe, they may try to do this to us, but our DNA, if we're truly born again, if we're truly saved by the blood of the Lamb, is being continually restored to its proper frequency. So we have our heart and our soul and the Holy Spirit within us, and they may not do this to us. I don't believe that Christians can be affected like this, otherwise a remnant could not be saved, because they're going to do this to the whole planet sooner or later, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's the goal, because that creates that generated frequency that these guys love, because it creates energy that they can feed upon. So yes, I believe as Christians, we're not going to be affected by this. Now, can we be affected by the chemtrails and the Morgellons and all of the food that we're putting into our bodies willingly? Yes, and our bodies can die from this stuff, but it cannot affect our spiritual eternity whatsoever.
Right.
That's why it's important. That's why it's important to eat organic. That's why it's important to avoid GMO foods. That's why it's important to take good, high-quality supplements like we have at Health Masters, like you guys do. That's why it's important to continually do what you can do in all of your ability to do what you know to do is right, as far as the right kind of diets, etc. Because if you're going out and eating things you know you shouldn't eat, doing things you shouldn't ought to do, you're kind of negating a lot of what I'm talking about now, because you're being disobedient. The Bible says that God prefers obedience rather than sacrifice. He wants us to know that He's God, He's Creator, and He wants us to walk in love and walk the way He taught us, and He wants us to walk as Jesus walked. And I personally believe that if we're doing the best we can and we're staying in prayer, we're staying prayed up, we got the proper confessions, and we're praying properly, that this stuff can't touch us. I don't believe it can. I don't believe that anything can touch us, because we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now, they can shoot you, like you said, Joe. They can sure put a bullet in you, and they can kill you, but they can't touch your soul. And the whole thing about it is, I'm 62 years old. My best days physically are long gone. I can't squat 400 and 500 pounds anymore, which I probably never should have done anyhow. I've got the back to prove I did that. And it's the whole thing is this. We have physical parameters that our bodies have to go through. Like, for instance, with Doug a few years ago, when he was eating the wrong types of foods, his blood sugar went up. He started on Health Master's blood sugar protocol, the Hagman blood sugar protocol, got his blood sugar back to normal, stopped eating certain types of food. Now his blood sugar is normal. Same thing with Dave Hodges. Same thing with a plethora of other people that have listened to this show. It's all about obedience rather than sacrifice, because God wants us to be the best that we possibly can. But he doesn't want us to go, you know, it's like this. If you read the last two chapters of Isaiah, it talks about the eating of unclean meats. And it says that basically they say to God, I'm too good for you. And that basically, you know, I will do what I want to do, and I don't care what you say. Isaiah chapter 65 and 66. And then God says, these people are a stench in my nostrils. Now, because of the blood of the Lamb, because of Christ, when we become saved, you know, we no longer have to be concerned about certain things from a dietary standpoint that are basically going to send us to hell because they're sin. But it doesn't mean that dietary standpoint doesn't exist. God gave us a perfect diet to follow, and we need to do that. So Joe, to answer your question, if you're truly saved by the blood of the Lamb, if you're truly a Christian, I don't believe they could affect you. I believe they did that on that movie to try to affect as many people to believe they couldn't control what was happening to them. That basically was straight obfuscations by these Sabbatean Kabbalists that are doing all of this in that movie, The Kingsman, to try to prove to you they could control you even if you were a Christian. Guys, they can't. They have no authority over you. They're under your feet. But you've got to understand that they're under your feet. So they try to put this stuff into your head with these psychotronic weapons. You go, I bind that in the name of Jesus. That didn't happen. Not here, not now, not ever. I'm not going to put up with it. That's how you do it. Get behind me, Satan. Because, guys, if you allow yourself to be caught up into the fact that they can control you, guess what? You're going to allow them to control you, even if you're a Christian. You got to say, no, you have no authority over me. How can you do this? Because remember, God's, for all practical reasons, let's say there's 13 known dimensions. God's at the top dimension. We're down here in the bottom three, the top distance of depth and width and height. When God comes in us through the Holy Spirit, His frequency, He connects us into that 13th dimension with Him. These other entities are like in the dimensions 12 on and down, and they have authority over our dimensions until we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Then God shares with us through the Holy Spirit part of His omniscience, omnipresence, and power through us, through the Holy Spirit. It's a tiny little bout, which allows us to put these entities back under our feet because they no longer have authority over us. That's why they hate Christians. That's why you can talk about Christians anytime you want. They're fair game on anything you want to do on the media. Because remember, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these communists that came over with these groups back in the 20s and the 30s after they did what they did in the Russian Civil War, they basically control Hollywood. And when they control Hollywood, they put this poison into your brains through theta and beta brainwaves with their flicker rates, with their TV sets, to try to program you. That's why it's so important as a Christian that you don't watch this stuff from Hollywood, that you basically say, I'm not going to sit around and watch TV for 4 or 5 hours a day. I'm not going to do that. I don't do it. I may watch TV for 20 or 30 minutes a night. In fact, I don't even know I have cable. It's kind of a waste of money for me. I guess because it came for free with the internet. So this is something that we can't allow ourselves to do. Now, this is a really good article by Preston James. I like Preston James. I don't agree with everything he says, but I'm going to read you a couple parts of it. It says, is an age-old intergenerational bloodline to globalize the world and bring it under the dark rule of basically the dark side. It was deployed in the beginning in 1913. I've got to go back one more notch. It was actually deployed in the United States in 1812 when they put the Bank of the United States in with Biddle. They got rid of it. It was deployed, but Andrew Jackson did. But it was deployed in 1913, and now it's been accentuated on multiple fronts and it's earnest right now. The driving forces behind this effort to transform America into a third world globalist surrogate nation are the social engineering methodologies of the Sabbatean Kabbalists or the Druids. I added that. We now know for certain that there's a small core of these Druids who are satanic pedophiles, and they are empowered by the dark side that sets the top policies and then create and manage the deployment of these social engineering technologies. This Rothschild, Sabbatean Kabbalist Druid Mafia have been deployed as Vatican agents to establish the globalist one world financial government. The Rothschild Mafia have also been the financial agents and bankers of the Vatican, which itself is run by old black Euro nobility, satanic pedophile bloodline occult families. The basic New World structure was set up with the Vatican as the spiritual head, the City of London as the financial head, and the Washington DC as the military enforcer. It was realized that the D.C. military arm has been used to destabilize the whole world. The American Republic would have to itself be destabilized and transformed into a third world nation, which is what they're doing. Their plan to do this to the American white male after he is sufficiently gelded or castrated and the American borders, language, and culture are sufficiently destroyed. This is the main driving force of the destruction of Russia by the Bolsheviks, who were created by the same Rothschild Mafia. Their destruction of Germany during World War I and World War II, and the wholesale rape and murder of German women at the end of the war in Russian invasion zones. It has been the long-term secret policy agenda, the very top of this bloodline, to destroy, to take all the assets out of America, and its people must be hijacked, and then the American people must be destroyed, and finally, American Republic must too be destroyed. Chosen methodologies to do this have been created and deployed as massive social engineering in America. This Rothschild Mafia have imposed insidious, very destructive, socially engineering culture upon us. America is designed to destroy everything we love and transform our cities into drug and crime infested survival of the fittest. It is a multi-headed hydra known as, and its corollaries are basically political correctness, diversity, affirmative action based on race rather than performance, gender, neutral, dumbed down, teaching in the schools, unisex, lesbian gay activism, feminism, Hollywoodism, which includes the Sabbatean Kabbalists, which include massive onslaught against America with unrestricted pornography, massive legal and illegal immigration, massive exportation of industry and jobs, the war on poverty designed to produce more poverty, the war on drugs designed to bring in more drugs, designed to bring in massive urban crime jungles and black ops of off-money books for covert ops, the war on terror. We talked about all this. Right now, Amazon is doing to urban retail what Walmart did to rural American retail. That is pretty much destroying it like Walmart did to thousands of mom-pop shops that existed for generations. These Rothschild Sabbatean Mafias are basically a satanic death cult that creates war, massive death, and mass suffering all over the planet for personal gain and increased cult power. We talked about that a few minutes ago. They did it with the pyramids and the human sacrifice. Now they're doing it this way. They have, these groups have continued trafficking in illegal drugs for black ops money and have morphed into various intel agencies such as MI5, 6, CIA, and the Mossad. The BTs and their whole worldwide satanic network are, of course, based on the same tenets that produced Bolshevism, which was deployed in Russia in 1917 and resulted in the murder of 100 million innocent Russian Christians and Eastern Orthodox priests. A secret, very secret cultural war is now being waged specifically against the American white male and is designed to covertly geld him, kill him, and prevent any coordination of America as the Sabbateans destroy it. This strategy to get rid of the American white male also is now including getting rid of young black males after they've been used to serve as drug distributors for the CIA in American urban centers. This strategy to get rid of the American male is all made possible by using them as cannon fodder in perpetual illegal unconstitutional foreign wars and the deployment of depleted uranium to weaken, disable, kill off, and ruin their family DNA, thus ending many of their family lines. Of course, the CIA's massive drug trafficking in American cities has been used to produce high death rates inside the CIA-produced urban jungles of drugs, social disintegration, intergenerational welfare queens, and fatherless children with little or no parenting. Very high-tech chemical weapons are also being deployed to lower Americans' testosterone, sperm counts, and feminize males in America, as well as for altering sex roles and normally determined in the womb. During which the CIA back in the 70s introduced new gender-bending chemicals on pregnant mothers, which would attain the desired goal, and this test was successful beyond expectations, and the technology has been refined and deployed much more widely ever since, everything to destroy normal sex roles, the family, and to limit reproduction. The involvement, deployment of endocrine disruptors in plastics and foods and chemtrails that are sprayed into the atmosphere by DOD contractors that are run out of Tucson, Arizona, has been removed for years, and much of this technology was gained from off-world technology. This basic leadership is realized unless they, again, geld the American white male hormonally and culturally, they cannot destroy America, the Republic. The cultural weapons against their families are, again, repackaged Bolshevism. And those who have done deep research on this know it's based on pure Satanism, pedophiles, child torture and sacrifice, war, mass murder, mass human suffering designed to appease their god Satan, who they believe will transfer increased personal power and riches to them. Guys, this is one of the best articles that I've read that he's written on this. I'm not going to continue reading it because it kind of goes on. But guys, it's very important that you realize that this is being done to you systematically. It is being orchestrated upon you, the American population. And if you're a white guy watching this, or if you're a young black guy, you know how many of the prisons are filled with young black men. And how many of these young black men, like he said, are being used as CIA mules to do drugs in the inner cities and therefore being put into prisons. I mean, everything to destroy testosterone. Again, we're the country that stormed the beaches of Normandy, that went directly into machine gun nests and didn't stop when our friends were being blown up on the left, on the right, and being dismembered all around us. Our guys kept going. They can't have that type of resolve in the United States. They can't have that type of testosterone in the United States. They can't overcome that. They can't conquer that. Because remember, our DNA in the United States was developed initially through the Protestant work ethic. When people left Great Britain, they left Germany, they left France, they left Italy, they left Ireland, they left England to come here for freedom. And these people left many times with nothing but their shirts on their back. I know my grandfather came over from Germany like in 1870, had nothing, had some relatives that were living in Chicago. And he came over here with the audacity to think that he could create a better life for himself. That's the DNA that we have in our country. That the people's had enough of what was going on in Europe and say, we're not going to go ahead and listen to this anymore. We're going to step out and we're going to do what we need to do to make our lives better for us, our families, and our children. And we came over here. That's the DNA this country's made out of. They can't have that because they can't conquer that. They can't come in and do that legally. They have to do it illegally through these covert operations with all of these drugs they're putting into the food, with all these chemicals they're putting into the food, with all these plasticizers they're putting into the food to basically turn men into girls. Because remember, when your testosterone goes under 200, which they want everybody's testosterone now to be around 100, you can't put testosterone. Yeah, They want your cholesterol under 200. Because when your cholesterol drops under 200, the primary component of testosterone is cholesterol. And when they drop the cholesterol way, way down, you can't produce testosterone, which means you don't want to have sex anymore. Your brain goes to mush. You can't think clearly. I mean, and this is what they do. They geld you. They geld you chemically. We got 40, 50, 60 million people taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, which cause heart disease, which cause diabetes, which cause cancer, and they don't do anything as far as decreasing the risks of heart disease. They don't. That's all a lie. All they do is geld you and bring your testosterone levels down and make you not think when you drop your cholesterol under 200. As cholesterol drops under 200, all disease rates go through the roof, particularly cancer and low testosterone. That's why we have so many guys now that are so impotent in the United States, because their testosterone is so low because of the cholesterol medicine they're on. That's why we use that one product that we have. It's called HGH Stimulate. It's our number one bestseller because it's like a natural Viagra in guys. It works amazing for what it does. Take two scoops a day. It helps increase lean muscle mass, helps to increase human growth hormone, helps to increase testosterone, helps to increase libido, helps to burn body fat. That's why it's the number one product that we have, because as guys get older, their testosterone normally starts to decline. And that's what they want to have happen now when children reach puberty. That's why male sperm counts in some places now, Doug and Joe, even with young men, are down 90%. That's why we have so many feminized young men walking around who wear women's pants, and they like to go shopping, and they like to wear man buns and weird stuff. I mean, these guys aren't alpha males. They're what they are. They're these feminist, these feminine little boys that basically don't know if they're a boy or a girl. Now they're taking five-year-old little boys in kindergartens. They did this last week. Took this five-year-old little boy. They brought him in as a little boy. They took him out. They dressed him as a little girl, put makeup on him, brought him back in, and said, now you're a little girl. There's no such thing as a boy or a girl anymore. You can be anything you want to be. It's gender-bending stuff. It's mind-control stuff. All these sicko wackos are doing this because these are the Sabbatean Kabbalists who want to turn everything upside down that God made good and turn everything back upside down that God made bad, want to make it good. That's the goal, is to make everything evil like it was in the book of Genesis, where every thought of every man was evil all the time. These same Sabbatean Kabbalists run Hollywood. They run the pornography industry. And you'll see these people like Madonna, they'll wear the red string around their wrist, and they'll say, we practice Kabbalah, which is an ancient form of Judaism. And what that basically is a form of angel worship, fallen angel worship. It's not true Judaism whatsoever. I mean, it's strange, weird stuff that they believe they can do what they're going to do and allow Satan to come in and empower them and give them stuff. This is what they do. And this is the group of people that runs Hollywood. This is the group of people that are the top actors in Hollywood. And they get involved with these weird sacrificial things that they do. I mean, look at Stanley Kubrick. He was a Hollywood insider. He did that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which I'm not recommending you watch unless you watch it on TV, because it's got some graphic stuff in it, and you have to watch it edited. But he talks about the satanic Hollywood network. I've got a friend of mine, Doug. He's an international known radio personality. If I gave you his name, he's asked me not to when I talk about this, and I'll tell you off the air if you'd like. And he is known, he had a syndicated show in hundreds of markets for a long time, and he told me that he was once invited to a Babylonian party, in which when he went to the Babylonian party, it was like in a warehouse downtown in a major city, and he said there was a stairwell coming out of the ceiling, and they had nuns women dressed as nuns with parts of their outfit cut out for sexual reasons, and guys dressed as priests walking down, engaging in all types of pornographic stuff right in front of everybody in this Babylonian ritual. And he immediately saw what was going on because he's a Christian, and turned around and walked out and left. He said, I'm not involved with this. The following day, he's walking downtown, he's doing some shopping, and a guy walks up to him and says, what did you think about the party last night? We see you left early. And he goes, well, man, that's just not my scene. And he goes, if you talk about this, we will have you killed. We will not allow you to live and talk about what you saw last night. This is stuff that you don't talk about. You understand? You were never there. You never saw this. That's why he's asked me not to use his name. But he saw this, Doug. This is who runs Hollywood. This is who runs the New World Order. These are the druids. These are the satanic guys. These are the guys that like to have sex with little children and then kill them and drink their blood, and all these sickos. And it gets me so angry when I start talking about this stuff, because this is real, Doug. You've worked with human child trafficking for years. This past weekend, I went to a convention it's called Brazelton, right outside of Atlanta, between Atlanta and Gainesville, Georgia, and Dr. Mark Rutland with Global Servants had a three-day convention there for his supporters, and he asked me if I would come up there with Sharon, and I did, and we were able to sit there and listen to some really good speakers. In fact, Mike Huckabee was there. I sent you a picture of me and Mike Huckabee. I got to sit down and talk to Mike for a little while, and I've got his information, by the way, Doug, to get him on your show, so I'm going to do the best I can to make that happen. And what happened with this is I sat down with Mark, and Mark said during the presentation that Bangkok, Thailand is so bad with child trafficking. He said the first time that he was there on a missionary trip, that somebody knocked on his door like at 11 o'clock at night, and it was one of the locals, and they had a little girl like 9-10 years of age, and they told him, "We guarantee you she's a virgin. She's yours for the night for $400 in American cash. You got to pay us in cash." And Mark said to him, "Hey, I'm not involved with this stuff. I have no interest in this. I don't want to do it. In fact, you're a sicko. I'm calling the police on you." And the guy pushed Mark and said, "You go ahead, you call the police. I'll have you arrested, have you put in jail, because I know the police. They work with us. This is what's going on in Bangkok." So he set up an orphanage in Bangkok through Global Servants to try to stop the onslaught of the human trafficking, to try to get to these girls before they're sold into sex slaves. And he says now the tastes have changed, and now they're going in as young as 4 and 5 years of age, Doug. And you know this is true. I don't like talking about this stuff because it's so sick, but these are the guys who run this, the Sabbatean cabals, turn everything upside down. So now they start raping little 4 and 5 year old little girls. The Catholic Church came out last week, and the Pope said that basically, one of their top people said that the priests really shouldn't be held accountable when they sodomize a little 5 year old little boy, because they're saying the 5 year old little boy gave them permission to sodomize him. Guys, this is some sick blank. I mean, this is some sick crap, boy. I'm telling you, this is sick. And these guys basically are involved with running world politics. These are our congressmen. These are a lot of the priests, these pedophile priests in the Catholic Church, and all these sicko, wacko nutbags. That's who these guys are. And these are the guys that have compromised Congress, compromised our country, compromised our morals, compromised our values, put pornography for everybody to have on the internet to stream through the houses for free, all of this stuff. These are the guys that have done this because they want to destroy the very fabric, the very soul of the United States. They want to take the United States by its collective throat and strangle it out of existence. That's why they're turning blacks against whites, whites against blacks. And guys, I got a newsflash for you. I'm proud I'm white. If I was black, I'd be proud I was black. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud I was Hispanic. But we have to take our cultural differences that took us as a country and made us who we are, and we have to unite those cultural differences together to realize that this is the greatest nation that God's ever put here. These Sabbatean Kabbalists have made it their personal mission to destroy us and to get rid of white people who settled the United States through the Protestant work ethic, I may add, which I was taught back in the MBA program at Florida State and graduate school back in 1980, which they have now since deleted and no longer talk about the Protestant work ethic, because the Protestants are the ones who came over here primarily out of Germany and England and Scotland and a lot of the different places that, you know, that weren't Catholics, and they came over into the United States and they settled the country, especially after the Civil War when such a huge percentage of the population was destroyed. That's when my grandfather came over. Guys, we've got to restore that portion of the United States back where we know as Christians that we're right, that we know as Christians it's the right thing to do. And I'm here to tell you, if you've got a congressman in your district right now who voted to keep Obamacare in place, he needs to go. That lowlife John McCain, who spends 2 weeks out of the year with his wife and his family, I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He's a serial philanderer. I mean, he makes Donald Trump and Bill Clinton look like a choir boys. This guy's bad, bad news if you just look at his military record of who he is. He needs to come out of office. But of course, I got a feeling the brain cancer is going to take him out. He's never going to be in, he won't be in office much longer. But all of the guys who were in Congress or in the Senate who voted against the repeal of Obamacare, they need to be replaced immediately in the 2018 elections. We've got to get rid of this Obamacare, because remember, 60% of the premiums that are being paid now with Obamacare, we talked about this last time, and the payouts medically are 60% of the retail sales now in the United States. It is crippling the retail economy. Obamacare was set up to destroy the United States through Cloward and Piven, through internal welfare and socialized welfare programs. All of this is being done, guys, because they've gelded the white guys. They've made us shut up. Oh my God, he's a racist. He's a racist because he says he doesn't like this. It was such a joke with Bill, with Obama, Doug and Joe. Anytime he says anything about Obama and any of his principles, you were a racist. And I'm like, I'm over this racist stuff. Who cares? I don't want to deal with this stuff anymore. I've called him the Gay Kenyan on your show, and now Alex Jones released a video this week that basically shows Michelle Obama looks like she is a tranny, like Joan Rivers said she was, which we've figured that out a long time ago. But I don't care about that anymore. All I wanted was him out of the White House. To me, it's just more obfuscation having to deal with that nonsense. I don't want to talk about Obama or Michelle or any of these nutbags or Hillary or anybody, because we're past all that. We've got to look forward. We have to set the vision before our eyes. We have to realize that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord, and we need to continue to do his work while we're here. Because guys, I'm here to tell you, time is short. These guys are running scared, and they want to do something to us as quickly as they possibly can. But I can guarantee you right now, there may be a false flag nuclear attack that you don't even know if it's a nuclear attack or not. They can use a fuel air bomb to simulate that, say it's a nuclear attack, put some radioactive stuff out there to make you have click with a Geiger counter, if they even do that. But they're not going to nuke this planet. They're not going to intentionally turn off their control grids again like God did with the flood. It's not going to happen. They've worked too many thousands of years to put it back together again. And these guys are the same guys, the same entities that were here before the flood and again after the flood. And as long as you keep your mind and your heart on Christ Jesus and you realize who's doing all of this stuff, this whole weird stuff makes sense. If you don't do that, Doug and Joe, none of it makes any sense.
Amen. No, Ted, and you said a lot there from the worldwide hatred for Christians and the attack on Christianity. You know, you're right on the money there. This is part of the attack on what you'd say is the attack on the white men, is this attack on Christianity, the attack on the foundations and morals that have gotten this country to where it is today. And we see that it's not just, to the United States. We see Christianity under attack in the Middle East, where they're wiping out, ISIS has been wiping out 80% of the Christian religions in Iraq and Syria. I think it's down 80% the number of Christians in those Middle Eastern countries, which they had been Christian for thousands of years. And they are attacking this, just like they're attacking the history with the, Confederate statues and whatnot. And we don't have to get into the, what the Civil War was about, states' rights versus slavery or whatever, but they're doing the same thing. It's the same attack with the same goals in mind, trying to rewrite history, trying to genocide the Christian person. And they're doing this through a number of ways, as you pointed out, to what you talked about with these Babylonian rituals, the Druids being the people who are in Hollywood and in the top areas of money, banking, and society. And this is by design. And I was thinking today, we hear the story of Jesus throwing over the money table, the money changers' tables outside of the temple, and that was not just a sign for those people, those money changers who were living then. I believe that was a sign for the money changers throughout history. I would bet to say that those same money changers who were changing money back then outside of the temple are the same lineages and bloodlines who are the heads of the Federal Reserve and these money barons in Europe today. And it was symbolic. It wasn't just for that generation. It was for all generations from there on to see. And there's so much going on in this country that is a spiritual attack and will never be identified as such, because it's the mainstream news. It's, politics. It's disguised as everything else, and intentionally. And it distracts the Christians from actually looking at it as such. But we need to understand that everything that we see going on in this world, at its root, is good versus evil, and it is a spiritual battle. And they are attacking, and we see it with, gay marriage, attacking the foundations of man and his union with woman. The transgender thing, attacking God's creation of man and woman. And it goes on. You can take everything that God established, for his people to be fruitful and multiply and live a good, normal Christian life. All of that is under attack right now. And it's a spiritual attack at its root. And that's where we need to start looking.
Well, when I brought on Pastor Terrell, and he said that he had studied this in detail with the money changers, and he said, Joe, that you're absolutely right. It was the same Druidic people that were involved with the money changers that Jesus drove out of temple with a whip. It was also the same Druidic people, these Satanists, who were masquerading as the Jewish leaders at that time, the synagogue of Satan, it calls them in the book of Revelation, who he called out in the book of John, who were basically trying to have him crucified. And he looked at them and they said that he knew Abraham. They said, you don't know Abraham because, you're not that old. And they said, I tell you what, I do know Abraham. They said, well, you can't know Abraham. We're Abraham's children. He goes, you're not Abraham's children. You're the children of the devil. You're Lucifer's spawn. And see, this is but he's talking now to the Benigni Devilim, sons of the fallen. You nailed it directly there, Joe, with that. He said, you are the children of the devil. And then it goes on to say, in the book of Revelation, they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. And that's why I always tell people, in fact, I got into a kind of a heated exchange when I was doing the Power Hour with Tex Mars, because he started slamming the Jews on the show. And I said, wait a minute, stop, Tex. I said, it's not all the Jews. I said, the most Jews are just interested in raising a family and going to the synagogue or not going to the synagogue. They're not even, many times they're not even Jewish by religion, they're Jewish by birth. And I said, they don't really care. They're not involved in all of this stuff. I said, George Bush isn't a Jew. Hillary Clinton isn't a Jew. Barack Obama's not a Jew. I said, it's not that. I said, it's the synagogue of Satan. It's the Luciferians. It's the Druids. It's this teaching from the Sabbatean Kabbalists that have come together that have basically pointed to these groups of people, like Skull and Bones. They're not Jewish folks. I mean, it's all of this stuff you've got to understand. It's these Satanists that are doing this. And so once you understand that it's the Druids, which is basically going all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, and they're the ones that are involved in all of this stuff, that the Rothschilds aren't. They're the synagogue of Satan. That's who they are. They're the Sabbatine Kabbalists. They have left. See, what we have a tendency to think is just because this is what's so confusing with people. See, a Jew can be a Jew in faith and also a Jew by birth, or they can convert to Judaism. And it's like a religion that basically can go both directions. And what's interesting about this, a lot of people that are Jew by faith are basically practicing the Old Testament, practicing the Torah, but many of them don't do that. They do the Kabbalah or they do the Babylonian Talmud. And so there's a big divergence there. So we have to understand, we can't clump everybody into this faith group. It's like there are a lot of cults in Christianity. They knock on your door sometimes and want to try to convert you. And we've learned just to run these people off. And the reason for that is because we don't want to have our Christianity tainted by their beliefs, or we don't want to be involved with these people. The same thing is true with true Judaism. I mean, right now you've got these Sabbatine Kabbalists that are running Israel. That's who runs it, through the Rothschild banking account cartels. We've talked about this with the Balfour Declaration. We've done an entire show on this. And so that's why Tel Aviv now has become the number one homosexual destination in the world. And you think, really? Yeah, well, yeah, it is. You look it up. And what's funny about this is that's directly opposed to the Word of God and to the Torah and to the Pentateuch in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. It says that's not to be happening. But they don't care, because it's not that group of people that are running things. It's these Sabbatine Kabbalists, the Rothschild. And everybody knows that Israel's pretty much a vassal state of the Rothschild because of the Balfour Declaration. We all know that. But the problem is, as Christians, because of the Scofield Bible, we've been taught to overlook all of this stuff and not say anything. And so Israel gets a pass on everything they do. We've got to stop doing that. Nobody gets a pass. Everything has to be based on the Word of God. The Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If homosexuality was wrong when the book of Deuteronomy was written and Exodus was written and all the other books were written, it's still wrong today. And so we have to understand that the groups of people that are in power sometimes who claim to be one thing are not those things. And that's why the Bible talks very clearly in Revelation about the synagogue of Satan, those who claim to be Jews but who are not. And that's the problem that we run into. We don't want to start criticizing the entire Jewish race, because it's simply not true. They're all not Sabbatine Kabbalists. They're all not doing weird stuff. So we have to understand we can't do that and allow ourselves to become a racist like that and completely want to, you know, be completely diametrically opposed to everything they do, because they're not all like that. Same thing with Christians. There are a lot of Christians out there who claim to be Christians, but they're not. They're basically masquerading because they're doing it for business reasons or whatever. And then you got a lot of Masonic people also who are lower level Masons. They're not satanic folks. They just got into the Masonic lodges because they're doing it for business contacts to try to help themselves to be blessed in the area where they live. It's now when you get to the higher levels, where you see Albert Pike was talking to those in Morals and Dogma about harnessing the seething energies of Lucifer, and they know what they're involved in. Yeah, those guys are Luciferians. They're bad news. But that doesn't mean they're Jewish or Christian or anything else. It means they're Luciferians, and that's who they're involved with. So guys, we always have to keep the semantics straight. That's why I don't like name calling and doing it. So that's why very rarely I just call them Sabbatean Kabbalists, or I call them Druids, which is what they are. And that kind of sums it all up, because these are the Luciferians, the ones that basically rule this world. Because remember, when Satan took Jesus up to the temple and said, if you'll do nothing but bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these lands. And they were his to give, because Adam and Eve basically short-circuited the program when they basically gave everything over to Lucifer in the beginning. So it's a mess. And so we're in the middle of this mess, but that doesn't mean as Christians we can't be victors, because we're victorious in Christ, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because remember, guys, we create physical reality by the words that we pray, by the thoughts that we think, and by the deeds that we do. We have to understand what faith is. It's the things that are not seen that are hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. And that's what faith is, because God, again, gave us that ability, because we're created in his image, to literally control the fabric of time, space, in our own life. That's why Jesus said, ask whatever you would, it'll be given unto you. But guys, you don't want to ask for the wrong motives or the wrong reasons. You want to do things that are going to bless God and bless your fellow man and basically bring honor and glory to God. That's the whole key. That's why I get so frustrated with these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, preachers that are only preaching the good things as far as God is concerned, but they're not preaching repentance. They're not preaching holiness. They're not preaching that we need to, there are certain things that we as Christians need to do our best to do in order to obtain this type of relationship with God. Because you guys remember, if you're praying with God every day, and He knows you and He knows your voice, and you have an emergency and you call home to God and you pray, He hears you. But you know, if all you're doing is basically ignoring God the whole time and you have no relationship, it's like a college kid who goes off to college, gets his own job, gets his own career, never calls mom and dad anymore. The relationship kind of wanes. And see, this is what we have to understand. We have to be active in our relationship with our prayer life, with our Bible study time, with our all of this stuff. We've got to realize that the most important thing is to bring honor and glory to God, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If we allow ourselves to do those things, then it allows us to represent God properly as Christians, where in most cases we simply don't do that as Christians because we get caught up in the worries and the cares of this world, which is what the Bible says in the parable of the sower and the seed, and we get caught up in all of the things. Because, I mean, this is another thing they did. When they took women out of the house back in the 40s during the war effort, and then they basically messed up the dollar value in the 50s, and both men and women had to go to work, leaving the children at home by themselves or be raised by daycare. Again, it destroyed that nuclear family. All of this was done on purpose because they couldn't allow those guys who were raised, who fought on the beaches of Normandy, to be here today, because they knew what they were going to be doing right now with what they're doing with their all these different weapons they're using on us and everything else and all the gelding they've done to the American male. And they don't want us to have that testosterone level. They don't want us to be alpha males. They want us to be wimps. That's what they want. So what do you think, Joe?
Well, Ted, that's right on the money. And you talk about the satanic conspiracy that in this time and that the world that we live in, it has always been there. But what we're seeing today is as God has been removed from schools and the public and has been demonized by the God haters to the, mm-hmm. to the point where, you know, Christians won't even, aren't even allowed basically to talk about God in public anymore. We see that the one godless generation after the other becoming more, increasing more in their numbers. And we see that the Lord is turning them over to what they want
godless,
to be a
lawless.
Godless society.
That's right.
And that will turn into a lawless society.
Yep.
And that their satanic conspiracy will still continue in that godless society as the believers number fewer and fewer and fewer until we have the tribulation and persecution time that we get into where it will explode again like it did in Rome when it first broke out.
Yep.
And
no,
this is part of the cycle we live in. And we just have to continue to pray. We have to continue to occupy till the Lord comes, and we have to be strong in our faith, because it's going to take a strong Christian to be able to get through this mentally and physically for what we're up against.
That's right. I agree.
Well, it is. You're exactly right, Joe and Doug. And the thing about it is, guys, I mean, you know, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why do we think we can do whatever we want to do and it's okay with God? Why do we think we can say whatever we want to say and it's okay with God? I mean, you know, like, let me give you an example. On Wednesday, I drove home from North Carolina. We were up for the eclipse. And I've got an RV, and I was pulling a tandem trailer behind it with a pickup truck on. I have my Duramax on there, my Silverado, and I'm driving like 70 miles an hour on the interstate, and I was on the Macon bypass at about 10:30 at night, you know, going down to Perry to spend the night, which is like another 30 minutes, and I had both my right tires blow out on my trailer at 70 miles an hour with a 9,000-pound pickup on it. And, you know, and we ended up getting over on the side of the road. Pickup stayed right where it was supposed to be. It was all strapped down. AAA came in and changed the tire. We took the trailer. We only had one spare to the Perry where we were stopping. The next morning we were stayed at a Walmart parking lot. Next morning I wake up and there's a Tractor Supply right there next to the Walmart, which had my tires that I needed to replace on the trailer. And Walmart said they would put the tires on for free. I mean, wow, what a story, right? I mean, nobody was hurt. Truck was fine. Nothing got damaged except for a couple tires. And so wow. I went over to Tractor Supply, and Tractor Supply, they said to me, I told them what happened, and they said, well, we sure hope you have a better day than you've had so far. And I looked at them, and I stopped. I was walking out the door when they said it. There were two really nice ladies there, and I was walking out the door, and I stopped, and I thought, no. And I turned around, and I looked at them, and I smiled, and I said, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I said, do you realize how blessed I am? I said, that pickup truck could have come off that trailer. And I said, it could have been topsy-turvying down the highway at 70 miles an hour, and somebody could have been killed. I said, or the truck could have been damaged and thrown out into the bushes. I said, I ended up stopping here, and you guys are here, with tires for me already mounted on the rims, and Walmart's doing this for free. I said, my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And they looked at me and they thought, wow. And they said this. They said, man, you got a great attitude. I said, guys, my attitude is the only thing that I can control, because things happen to everybody. But guys, when we pray a protective hedge of thorns around us, when we cover ourselves in the blood of Christ when we pray, when we station angels around us every single day, we've got to realize that God is there to protect us, and He's sovereign. He's going to do what He said He's going to do. And the whole thing about it is, when it doesn't quite go your way and you want to get all yakety-yakety about it, don't do that. Just say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Because guys, listen to me. How do I know that something wouldn't have happened to me down the road had those tires not blown out? How do I know that some semi-truck may not have run over me and knocked me off the road? How do I know something else would have happened? I don't know that. So I've got to believe, when it comes to stuff like that, that God knows my best interest and knows the best timing for everything. And again, my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And that's why we've got to realize that we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that when we pray and we have that relationship with God, Joe and Doug, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because God's going to be there for us and He's going to fill in the gap. Does that mean we have to be perfect? Absolutely not. That's what grace is all about. My grace is sufficient for thee, is what He said. And what we have to understand is, guys, we need to do everything we possibly can to bring honor and glory to God. We need to pray like it's all up to God, but then we need to work like it's all up to us. Like these guys in Texas right now, we prayed for them on the show today with this hurricane. They were getting in fist fights yesterday over a bottle of water. Fist fights, I mean, banging each other over a bottle of water in the grocery store trying to get supplies. That's not okay. We've got to have supplies on a regular basis. I mean, that's why we sell storable food at Health Masters, because we realize that if there is an emergency, that the time to get your supplies or to try to put on solar panels or to get a generator is not 6 hours before the storm gets there. It's now 6 months or a year before the storm gets there. The Bible even says that the ant stores up provisions for the winter. And so we have to be basically, we have to think through what we're involved in and what we're going to be involved in before those things happen to us, guys, so that we'll be prepared. That's why I wrote an article on our website. It's basically, should Christians or Americans store food? And I wrote in that article, I said, we need to have a preparedness mindset. I live in Florida. You guys were talking about this before the show started, about that you'd never been through a hurricane. I've been through like 6 hurricanes. I've been through a bunch of hurricanes. I mean, we've had trees uprooted. I mean, we've had all kinds of hurricanes. I mean, we've had things pushed over, blown over. I mean, but I've always been prepared since I was an adult with backup generators, with food and with water, because we've learned a long, long time ago. If you're going to live in the Sunshine State down here, and back in 2004, we got hit with 3 hurricanes in 6 weeks right over my county. And guys, it didn't affect us. All the neighbors were moving out and going to the hotels. They had no power, no water. We were fine because I was prepared. Guys, that's what God expects of all of us. Do the best we can, pray like it's all up to God, and work like it's all up to us. That's why I've got an old German plaque that my grandmother made for us. It says, Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. And what that means is there's 2 fundamental principles in life that can never be broken. Those are prayer and work. And those are the pillars of life and the pillar of what God wants us to do while we're on this planet.
Amen to that. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think the preparations, just going back to what you said, folks, prepare, you know, and make sure, prepare to the best of your financial ability, and do so with reason and measured, but make your plans and work your plans now, as opposed to, you know, as you said, six hours or 6 days or whatever before
6 minutes. Yeah.
So we need to take responsibility for ourselves. And that's what a lot of this acrimony is about, I think. It's interesting because when you were talking, I just happened to have a flash of the election and, you know, this derangement syndrome being suffered by many of the progressive left or the communist left. It's nuts. And I think it's really a mental disorder based on the fact that, they cannot accept the reality. But anyway, it just kind of made me think of that and the reactions of the progressive communists. But yeah, exactly. I mean, and you said it right. We're about 2 minutes away from a break. Doug Five, healthmasters.com, Doug Five. Any limitations on that, Ted?
It's not available for kits. Like, if we have a 3-pack special, those types of things.
Right.
We can't use it for that because the margins are so slim on those anyhow. But it's pretty much for everything. And oh, by the way, I made some commitments to call you guys up the last time I was on. I've been out of town. I've gotten back in town now. We'll be making those phone calls starting this beginning of this week and trying to get things scheduled for you guys. If you want to talk to me and say hi, just chit chat a little bit. So we're going to be doing that next week for all of those who took advantage of the offer that we made the last time I was on with you guys. So no, I haven't forgotten about you. And yes, I'm planning on doing that, but it'll be coming this coming week. We wanted to go up and see the eclipse because we've never seen a full solar eclipse like that.
How was that from that vantage position?
Well, we were there and we basically, we were on a piece of property up in North Carolina that was right in the middle of the solar eclipse. Like right in the middle. So we had a full 100% blackout and it got pretty dark. But then when the sun finally clicked and went away, you could actually look at the sun, you know, behind the moon, and it didn't hurt your eyes, and you could basically do it safely for a few seconds. And what was interesting is it turned to real late dusk, like about 9 o'clock at night. It got really dark. There were no shadows. In fact, it was so dark there were no shadows from any of the trees anywhere. And so it was pretty amazing for a couple of minutes. And then all of a sudden the sliver came back out and that was the end of it. You were back to using the glasses that you had purchased for the viewing. Well, and so it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
In 2024, the next eclipse that is going to come over the continental United States, Erie is actually going to be right in that totality zone. So you can come up here next time in 2024 and you'll get the same view you did in North Carolina.
We'll put you up. All right. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report. Your guest is Dr. Ted Brower. His website, healthmasters.com. The coupon code is Doug5. Take advantage. Get your multiple vitamins at the very least from Health Masters. This is what we take. This stuff is 100% more effective than anything else on the market, bar none. I'm going to be right back with Dr. Ted Brower. Stay right where you're at. Network break.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood, Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.